Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca.
Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
Did you go see Carmen Electra at the casino on the past weekend?
Carmen Electra at the casino. I did not.
The big pussycat burlesque show.
Whoa, I was wondering where you're going with that for a second.
Well, it's Carmen Electra. Where do you think
that's
I'm
right.
going?
To the casino.
Yes.
To the library. Yeah, she, I guess she was supposed to greet fans after and everything too as well. And she was a little intoxicated.
Aw, imagine that.
Carmen Electra.
Yeah, I think she knows how to party. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
She hangs out with the partier crowd.
Undoubtedly so.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go. No, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, no, I've been to a few cool things though at the casino.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting events that happen there, that's for sure. Who's coming there recently? Or Peter Frampton, who I was thinking of.
Peter Frampton's coming?
Yeah.
Wow, good.
But
if you look at the list, I don't have it in front of me, but there's probably some cool people coming.
There are.
The casino.
For sure.
Always is.
His tickets are a little expensive, though.
Are they?
I was surprised how much they were going to be.
Over $100 a ticket?
Just under.
Yeah.
Just under $100. Yeah, it is.
Wasn't Kiss like that, too, around $90 for tickets when they played?
I think so, yeah.
It's a lot of money for tickets. Tickets used to be cheap. Do you remember? Tickets used to be like real little tickets too at one time. Remember that?
Printed.
Like card raffle stock. Ticket yeah. type things even.
Yeah.
Little baby ones.
I think I remember paying about $7 is probably the cheapest I ever paid for a concert, like at Kobo or something like that.
What was the first concert you ever saw?
First concert I ever saw was Bad Company.
Oh yeah?
Wow.
With Paul Rogers?
Paul Rogers.
Yeah.
First album.
Had to be, I guess, if it's your first concert.
Just got out of
a while back.
Free, yeah.
Just got out of free?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Must have done some free songs, too, I'll bet, from what you can remember. I don't know.
If he did, it would probably have been All Right Now, I would assume, right?
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did a bunch. He would have only had one record out, so.
I was not familiar with Free when I went and saw Bad Company. Mm-hmm. I was just familiar with the Bad Company stuff.
Could never get enough of Free. Still can't.
Fire and Water.
What? Oh, that's what they called me at, never mind.
That's what they called you at the Indian Reserve.
Indian Reservation. Indian Reserve?
Is
they refer to their Indian Reservation as a reserve? I guess so, yeah.
The live words on the reserve? There.
No, I would live on the reservation.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure.
Can you reserve a reservation on the...
So we have an 8 o'clock seating and a 10 o'clock seating.
8 and 10 seating at the...
Reservation.
At the reservation. Which you can make reservations for, by the way, by calling 222. Never mind.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
This just in... Now, seriously, though, the University of Windsor will construct a two-story innovation center, not a reservation, and a seven-level parking garage with 1,055 spaces on the south side of Wyandotte Street between Sunset and California.
Badly needed, I think.
Absolutely. They have a lot of spaced-out area there.
Yes.
You know, a fair amount, but they need to consolidate all that. They got to build up.
Build up.
That's what you got to do. That's what we need to do.
Or
like,
dig a hole
like
in the
Dubai.
Ground.
Dubai is built up. A lot of big buildings and stuff in Dubai.
Dubai.
Dubois.
Dubai or not Dubai?
That's the question.
That is the question.
So the university's board of governors voted in favor of the project with a total budget of $25.8 million. Wow, that's a lot of bread.
That's a couple years worth of tuition for a couple people, isn't it?
They could give me a mill of that and still build this thing.
No, they need all the money.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
For lunches and stuff.
The lunch program at the university.
Well, not the university, but for whoever's doing this work.
Sure.
Contracting and so forth. Mm-hmm. Some of that money must get spent frivolously, no?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
But the construction industry as a whole, I've said this many times, I believe is a racket. Whether it's roads or parking lots or renovations, it's someone's getting paid more money than they actually deserve.
Yeah, well, such as most things, I guess.
What else did you want to say about the university? The Joe Strummer thing? You want to mention that?
Absolutely. Well, it's like the 9th anniversary of the loss of Joe Strummer from The Clash. CGM will be broadcasting 24 hours of Joe Strummer material and also content to raise awareness for local homelessness in the community, and something that was all based on Joe Strummer's spirit of compassion.
And one other story I want to mention, kind of a world-affecting story, is the leader of North Korea died, Kim Jong-il, who was the son of the founder or the guy who started the communist country of North Korea, Kim Jong-un.
The guy who started Korea.
Guy who started Korea. The Korean peninsula was split up in two, and the northern half was taken over by communists. But his son, Kim Jong-il, he just passed away recently. And basically, it was him who has been given the bad rap or whatever. He's the guy who put these people in poverty. I don't know if you've ever seen any documentaries that have been done about North Korea, but it's a horrible place to live in. Mm-hmm. There's no food there. There's no jobs. Nobody doing anything. It's just a rundown city.
But not even any dogs left.
I don't know if you're joking or not, but there probably are not any dogs left in North Korea. I'm assuming that whatever the people find that they can eat, they will eat. So I hope that this is a good thing for the rest of the surrounding area, China, Japan, and other areas around there that look upon North Korea as a bad influence in that area. And of course, who mentioned that North Korea was one of the countries in the Axis of Evil? That was George W., wasn't it?
Sure.
Okay. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that he's passed away, and we can just wish for whoever succeeds him to be somewhat better.
All right, cool. And before we get into today's topic, actually, just wanted to mention as well tonight the event at
Fog Lounge.
Fog Lounge. It's the Joe Strummer Day event from CJAM and a few other sponsors and so forth. There'll be a few bands playing there: The Rowley Estate, Your Best Bet, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, Allison Brown, and Shrimp Yogurt. And it's like only $5 to get in. So hopefully, we see a lot of people there tonight.
You're going, obviously.
I am going, obviously. I'll be playing.
He is Jeffrey David's Blues Connection.
Jeffrey David of the Blues Connection, or however you want to put it. But anyways, what are we talking about today on the show?
Well, it's the holiday season. Why don't we talk about the holidays?
Oh, okay. Let's.
Are you... What is your feeling about people replacing the word Christmas with just happy holidays? How do you feel about that?
It doesn't really bother me that, you know, they changed that because of the fact that...
Who changed it?
Well, I don't know who they are.
Who they are, the politically correct people.
I find myself usually now saying happy holidays or like season's greetings or something like that. Not because I really care what I say to anybody, but mostly because of the fact, I guess, that...
That's why you're on the radio.
Yeah. A lot of people don't celebrate Christmas because of whatever faith or whatever they do celebrate, or just don't condone Christmas for some reason. But anyway, it's more general.
It has turned into something more general.
Not so much just that somebody is of another faith, but if you tell somebody Merry Christmas, but they don't really have anything to do with Christmas, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not so much the offense thing, but it's the fact that, well, you know, that's like me wishing you Happy Hanukkah.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense, really.
No.
So in that respect, now that I've kind of redeemed my explanation to some degree, that's what I mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you think that Christmas would be, this holiday season would be such a big thing, or it'd be as big as it is consumer-wise and festive-wise, if it was not for the proliferation of Catholicism and Christianity when the pilgrims came over here. Like, that was pretty much, that was the majority of the people who were here. Then the Italians came.
Yeah, if it was somebody else that came first or whatever, then things would be different. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that, too, as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, we all know what Christmas is. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we give gifts based on the fact we're happy to have these people in our family and our friends. And
gifts and going to church, sharing that day with family, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice, you know, thing, and people need those things. You
yes,
know
we do. To become a civilized...
Christmas a crutch in any way, do you think?
In some way,
sort
yes.
Sort of like I believe that church can be.
Church can be a crutch, positively. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And going back to what you said about the fact that, you know, if it was somebody else that came here, things might be different here, and it might not be Christmas that we celebrate. So then how real is that's... this area, North America's main, you know,
exactly,
faith and celebration. Like that doesn't even really seem real, you know, it's all made up to most of a degree anyways, all that religion.
A lot of it is something that's produced in someone's mind. It's not something that would, you know, an actual event that happened and we're making note of it or celebrating it or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of this is all just man-made.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, and then of course, being that a lot of that's man-made, there's the consumerism end of it.
Yeah. And that's probably why somebody put all this together.
Yes. Cause back in the day you got an orange and you got a paper airplane and you're like, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And eventually, part of it could be, you know, I mean the fact that people want more and better gifts and things. So there's that greed factor, but the consumerism factor and companies wanting to make money and cashing in on everything, anything and everything they can.
Right.
Almost like the government's vehicle registration and emissions and all these different things that,
gun, you know, registration.
Always looking for a new money grab.
Yep. That's what it's all about. Where can we get more money? And for a lot of businesses, this time of year is the make it or break it stage. Either we do really good or we're not going to be in business next year kind of thing.
That's right. But you would tend to think that for the most part, most businesses do a lot better at this time of the year anyway, no?
I would have to think so, yes, unless you have something really wrong with your business at the heart of it. You know, it's just not working out.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Once again, just want to mention this Joe Strummer Day, 24 hours here of Joe Strummer programming at CJAM and also the Joe Strummer event at Fog Lounge. The Roliest, huh?
Shrimp yogurt.
Shrimp yogurt, yeah. Not to be confused with yogurt shrimp.
That's right. And not to be confused with the poutine they serve at the Fog Lounge.
Allison Brown, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection,
woo-hoo!
Your Best Bet, and the Rowley Estate. Do you know who that is or what that band is?
I've never heard of the Rowley Estate. No, these are all local bands, I'm assuming.
It'll be interesting to see all this stuff going on here. And $5. Fog Lounge, December 22nd, today, okay. Thursday. MC'd by Chris Crossroads. Another host here at CJAM. Doing a fine job, got to say. And his poster that he's put together and sent around is really cool as well. And so today we're talking on the show about holidays and more specifically this Christmas holiday.
Right.
Or... holiday season.
Season's greetings.
Season's greetings. Yeah. Saint Lucia.
Saint Lucia.
Isn't that the singer guy?
No,
Lucia Pavarotti.
Luciano.
Panzerotti. Maserati. To honor a third century saint on December 13th. Many girls in Sweden dress up as Lucia brides.
Or Lucia brides. Or Chia pets.
Lucia. Long white gowns with red rashes.
No, red sashes.
Oh, okay.
And a wreath of burning candles on their heads. That can be dangerous.
Kwanzaa? What's that mean anyway?
It means first fruits.
Oh, nice.
As opposed to the last fruits.
And that's based on ancient African harvest festivals and celebrates ideals such as family life and unity.
Right. It's like a Thanksgiving kind of thing.
It's a spiritual holiday.
Sure.
And that's celebrated from December 26th to the 1st. And of course, there's Hanukkah.
Which Jeff celebrates.
That's right. I'm getting ready to... I've celebrated that for 2 days now.
Is this the second day? Really?
Yeah, it is the second day.
I have no idea.
21st is... you got me on that one.
when do we light the first candle of your menorah?
That's like 20th, actually. 20th was the first night, first candle lighting. So 21st was this, did I say 20th? 21st was the same first day, and today is the second day. Anyway, that's for 8 days each, November or December, Jews light a special candle holder called a menorah, and they do it to remember an ancient miracle in which 1 day's worth of oil burned for 8 days in their temple. On Hanukkah, many Jews also eat special potato pancakes called latkes, sing songs, and spin a top called a dreidel to win chocolate, coins, nuts, or raisins. Mmm, love raisins.
Latke, that was a guy on Taxis, right?
Yes, it was. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. What was his real name?
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman, that's right. Yeah, nice. Taxi. I like that show.
I love that show. Danny DeVito?
Yeah. He went on to do some wonderful things.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was in that big time
director.
Twins with
with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. A lot of funny stuff that guy did. Still doing funny stuff, really.
And he's married to Rita Perlman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Fitting in with today's Joe Strummer Day, 24 hours here at CJAM. This is Joe Strummer doing Trash City.
Crying, don't you? Hey, how about a bonus Joe Strummer tune? A Polydor demo of London's Burning.
London's Burning! London's Burning! London's Burning with boredom, baby! London's Burning down, 9999! London's Burning with boredom, baby! London's Burning down, 9999! All across the town, all across the night, everybody's driving with four headlights. Like a watch and turn it on the face of new religion. Everybody's sitting around watching television.
Technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
On Tech Talk this week, what are we talking about?
Well, we know that a lot of people are going to be getting smartphones for Christmas.
Ooh.
Or for the holidays. So,
how come we never called the phones before that dumb phones?
They were feature phones.
Okay. Do we refer to them as dumb phones now? Has anybody? That would be... fairly appropriate title.
I saw a guy in the road when I was walking up here. He was going, this dumb phone! And he's on the ground.
Somebody recently just told me they were going to get a new Razor. And I'm like, what? They still even make a Razor? That's pathetic.
Actually, my son was thinking he wanted a Razor as well.
Oh, yeah? He's starting to grow some facial hair now?
He has a lot of facial hair, I'll have to admit. But he ain't going to be able to shave his face with the phone.
Right.
That would be a really smart phone.
Isn't there an app for that? There's mirror apps.
Yes, there is.
You can look at yourself.
Yes, there are. So, the Razr, along with a lot of other phones out there, they use an operating system called Android. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard this. So, it's the operating system that you get on your smartphone that is going to be able to determine what kind of functionality you're going to be getting out of it and which kind of ecosystem you're going to have to follow to sync up documents and pictures and videos and photos onto your phone. Mm-hmm. So, Android is the most popular one right now, and the reason for that is because it's free. So the handset makers can put their operating system onto their phone for free. Most of them do a little tweaking to the operating system to make it kind of their own so they can separate from Motorola, HTC, and Samsung, and LG. Those are the four big Android phone makers out there. And of course, there's the iPhone, which of course uses the same operating system as the iPod Touch and the iPad, and that's iOS. And when you're in that ecosystem, you're pretty much locked in from front to back. And there's really no other way to get around that.
Right.
Whereas Android is a little more open. There are other smartphone operating systems out there. Most notably, Windows. Phone system, 7 system phone Windows thing.
You can shorten that up by saying junk.
There's the Windows phone operating system. And most notably, Nokia is the major manufacturer of handsets that are going to be using the Windows operating system for cell phones. The other operating system I wanted to mention, of course, is the venerable BlackBerry operating system.
Vulnerable?
Venerable. It's been around for a while, and it's probably they were the guys, I would have to say, that kind of invented that market of smartphones. but they did not move quite as quickly as the rest of the market did. They weren't quick to adapt the changes that were taking place. And I think they're right now in between a rock and a hard place as far as what they're going to do with...
Just teetering on the rim.
Teetering on the rim, that's correct. So a lot of people say they're going to get out of the hardware business and just be services-based. So it'll be interesting to see. So when you go to give your friends or family a smartphone, what would you get them?
What would I get them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if money was no object and you were just wondering what phone I should
get. Oh, if money's no object.
Yeah.
Well, I'd get the Windows gadget.
Buy a Nokia phone with some Windows operation? No, I don't.
Obviously, an Apple product.
What if somebody doesn't want to be locked into that?
If they don't want to be locked into it? Well, if money's no object, then I'll just pay for it all for them.
There you go.
Yeah. Anything that so that they don't have a headache, because that's what it's all about in the end, is the usability of use and to be able to do the most things with that piece of
hardware.
Mobile gear or whatever that that you can do. And I think that's where that lies.
Right. So. And a lot of handsets out there that are Android-based tend to be less expensive just because, like I said before, the operating system is free to the handset manufacturers.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this comes from Roy L. Smith. Do you know who Roy L. Smith was?
No, I have no idea.
I wonder if he was related at all to Dr. Smith.
From Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Could be. Anyway, he says, he who has not Christmas in his heart will never find it under a tree.
That's right. And I have to think that that's where Christmas really should lie, whether it's a Christmas, a Kwanzaa, a Hanukkah, or a whatever kind of holiday. It should be in your heart. It's a time of year is there so that everybody is aware of it all at the same time. But really, you should have the spirit of the holidays in your heart year-round, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Yeah, the world would be a better place if everybody was had a little Christmas in your heart all year long.
Right. I agree.
Or, you know, not necessarily Christmas, but like a holiday spirit, love and joy and peace.
Love and joy, giving and all that stuff, yeah. Or as my friend would say, peace, love, and happiness.
We sound like we should be on Sunday morning. Yeah, now we're going to read a passage from the scripture of 13:14.
John 3.
Is there a 13:14? What is it? Quick.
I don't know.
For the prize.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. But if we did know that, we wouldn't have to look for it under a tree.
That's right. Way to go, Mr. Smith.
So once again, Joe Strummer Day here at CJAM and also the Joe Strummer Day event at Fog Lounge.
I hope to make it.
And once again, we'll tell you who's going to be playing there.
And, what time does it start? When's the first band going?
That's a good question. I believe 9 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. The Rowley Estate, Your Best Bet, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, Allison Brown, Shrimp Yogurt. $5, emceed by Chris Crossroads. Again at the Fog Lounge tonight, December 22nd, Thursday. Beautiful Thursday, I might add.
It's very nice.
A little cold. All proceeds donated to the Windsor Youth Center.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for listening.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.